Kenora. The tourism industry is a key component of our region's economy, and Science North has been at the forefront helping to promote tourism through fulfilled science experiments and education for all ages. Science North takes the latest research coming out of the North and applies that knowledge in easy, digestible ways for the public to further their understanding of the world around them. Science North has a really strong presence in Northern Ontario for a number of years, obviously, with the major science center in Sudbury, but many satellite sites like we see here in Thunder Bay, said Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and Minister responsible for FedNor, and Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay Superior North. It's an opportunity for kids of all ages, but lots of young people to get involved in science in fun ways. They have science camps. They have different kinds of exhibitions. Partner with places like the Art Gallery and the Museum that introduce kids to the variety and depth of science and how important it is in everyday lives. It is for that reason that FedNor is investing $1 million to expand Science North's facilities in Thunder Bay and Kenora. It's amazing to see the community support from both the City of Thunder Bay and the City of Kenora, who both funded the project to a piece of it, as well as FedNor and NOHFC, said Emily Curtin, Northwest Expansion Project Lead, Science North. The funding will provide Science North with a fixed location in Thunder Bay and expand the Lake of the Woods Discovery Center in Kenora, in addition to their traveling roadshow, which has been making its rounds around the region, providing smaller communities with an opportunity to learn and explore. The expansion is expected to create 12 permanent full-time and 12 part-time direct jobs. Industries like Science North help stimulate local economic and growth opportunities, while also creating accessible and engaging ways for international and domestic travelers to explore Canada. It's another destination, event center, or a site that people can take advantage of when they are thinking about planning a trip to Thunder Bay or Kenora. Lots of families want something to do with kids, said Haidu. This funding will support Science North's visitor experience design and program development, architectural schematic design development, and operating business plan development. We are currently in the phase of the project called schematic design. We've completed a feasibility study to make sure this is a feasible operation in Thunder Bay, as well as Kenora. That's why it's called the Northwest Expansion, because it includes both communities, said Curtin. The Lake of the Woods Discovery Center will get a new addition to accommodate the Science North exhibits. Currently, Curtin is working with an architectural firm to design the look of the building and a visitor experience design firm which focus on community engagement. We are doing community engagement to talk to people about what they want to see in their science centers here in the Northwest, and we're visioning it. What is it going to look like? See here, do, and feel when you walk in the doors of the science center.